today's edition of the News Brief, the iPhone turns 16, and the first rocket launch from the UK later tonight. In our first story, today marks 16 years since the unveiling of the first iPhone back in 2007. Standing on stage at Macworld Expo, Steve Jobs uttered words that would go down in history as introducing a device that would change everything. "Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone," he said, unveiling the iPhone that stood apart given, at the time, its futuristic design, a multi-touch display with no physical keyboard, and iPhone OS, a proper mobile operating system. In our next story, a modified Virgin Boeing 747 with a 21-metre rocket attached to its wing will take off from Newquay tonight in a historic moment for the UK's first spaceport. It'll be the first orbital launch from the UK soil or anywhere in Western Europe and comes after technical issues pushed it back from before Christmas. Space launch is a very serious business and we'll be looking at integrating all the information about the system, about the weather, about the range, said Virgin Orbit boss Dan Hart. There won't be the fire and noise of a NASA launch, however. Instead, a modified 747 named Cosmic Girl will carry the 21-metre Launcher 1 rocket, which contains a number of small satellites, to 35,000 feet before it fires into space and eventually reaches 8,000 miles per hour. It'll happen about an hour after takeoff, and the event will be live streamed online. Thank you for listening to this edition of the News Brief. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.